Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Wisdom Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. Steve Cypress here, just catching before the sun sets in the west. We have another spectacular, beautiful winter day, another rough Arizona winter, mid-70s today, Hawaiian shirt weather, and beautiful, well, we got some clouds in the sky today, which is rare, but it does cause a very cool sunset with a lot of cool colors. We have blue starting now, and then we'll get the orange, and it'll turn to purple. Okay, Rhino of the Day is another page out of my 1995 Rhino Court calendar, which I've been sharing recently, and today's is... Yesterday I shared January, so can you guess what I'm going to share today? It is the February Rhino, which is based on Groundhog's Day with Punxsutawney Phil there. And it says the rhino has crossed out the sign saying the world's most famous groundhog, and he has written in the world's most famous rhino. Not so sure Punxsutawney Phil is a famous rhino, but very cool rhino. Love this calendar. Okay, so today's Wisdom Wednesday is all about Mo and the entire Mentum family. So 2018, the economy will continue to boom, and now that officially Congress has finally done something to back up all the assumed tax cuts and repatriation and bonuses and raises and building of factories and all that kind of stuff that now is happening, it was just thought it was going to happen for a year, and the stock market kept building, and consumer sentiment was up, and small business owner excitement was up, but now we have something tangible. So now it's obviously taking off already and will continue, other than some unforeseen world calamitous event that could always happen and stop things. But for the foreseeable future, things are cruising along. So the question is, where are you going to fit in the booming 2018 economy? Now, if you're going to not grow at all or go out of business or be in trouble, can't help you there. You'll have to do that all on your own. And if you want to grow really slow, then you'll also have to do all that all on your own. But I work with successful business owners who are ready to be really aggressive and to scale. And those are the people I love hanging out with and love helping. And we can make a ton of money real quick for them. And so it lends to a lot of fun success stories and testimonials and all that. So I'm just reminded of the difference between the Trump economy and the Obama economy. Obama inherited a total disaster when the end of the Bush administration, the economy was completely destroyed at the end of 2008. So when Obama took over, if you remember, it was like, uh-oh, is the whole thing going to collapse? Is GM going to go out of business? Is you know, the U.S. economy going to sink and the world with it? And what the heck? And he did a lot of things. You know, Obama doesn't know the first thing about business. He never generated a penny in his life other than taking government money and skipping classes in school and planning on being a radical and upending the United States, which he started to do, and now Trump is starting to undo a lot of the damage he did, but I digress. He did an okay job. He hit or miss on a bunch of things, and at least he got the economy to stop hemorrhaging. But as it's not news to let you know that for the past 8 years, it grew at a snail's pace. Always talk of, are we going to have a double dip recession? Is it going to go back down? You know, are we going to, you know, because it was perilously close to not growing. It was basically stagnant economy. About 5 or 10 hours after Trump got elected, you know, the business world understood and realized that, holy crap, we have a business person whose sole competence is in business, is about to enter the White House. That's all he's going to know how to do. He's going to surround himself with business people. He's going to think about business. He's going to help out his business owner friends. He's going to do all kinds of things that are business friendly. This is what he knows how to do. He knows all about profit and dollars and cents and investing money and hiring people and getting the economy going. And sure enough, economy took off. So you see the difference in the momentum. Obama economy created a momentum. He's my neighbor, owns his own business, and he repairs recreational vehicles. He's apparently working on one right now. And so we'll wrap up real quick, but basically you see the momentum when Obama created this very slow molasses economy for 8 years, couldn't get anything going. Trump, who started off with a bang, can more easily boost everything up. You know, he got, hey, Katarina, good seeing you. He got things up to like a 3%. Now it's much easier to get from 3% to a 4 or 5%. He'll have 5% quarters once in a while, and he'll have probably have 4% for a year, for at least a couple of years, as long as something doesn't happen or somebody doesn't do something to mess up everything he's doing. I think it'll just get better and better, and that's what momentum is. It builds upon itself. So Obama did a great job of recovering from the Bush disaster to at least keep the economy above water, but then he left it there, treading water, being a molasses economy. That momentum of the slow economy, he even had some pronouncements of this is the new normal. Understand that we'll never again have more than 2% growth or 3%, some kind of nonsense like that. Trump comes in and like, bang, we take the, Trump took the slow growth and had it take off. So if Trump would have come in with the same disaster that Bush left us, you know, he likely would not have been able to get things going, almost undoubtedly, as strongly, as quickly. So it helped to have a slow, at least an above-water economy, the slow Obama economy. But Trump has stepped it up because that's all he's about, his business. So what are you going to do in your business for 2018? Are you going to get off to an Obama start and do things kind of slowly and kind of hang out and survive and be happy with that? Like, people congratulate, and, you know, with good measure, they congratulate Obama for having the American economy survive. But if that's your goal on a micro level, hey, Jim, as a business owner, just to survive, again, you have to do that all on your own. I'm not interested in hanging out with you or helping you, or I can't help you. I can't help you grow slow. That's something you have to do. I only help people get massive results, take massive action, grow really fast. And that's the Trump economy. So based on the Trump momentum of getting things going, they have a tendency to keep going faster and easier to build them up. So ask yourself, here we are in January 18, what kind of start do you want to get off to? Are you sitting there going, yeah, I guess I'll just keep things kind of the same and a who and a ha? Well, then it's going to be tough to ramp things up. But if you say, I'm going to get things going. I mean, I've been on the phone for the past week or so with nothing but humongous projects to pick from, of which huge thing to do, because I'm thinking huge things are going to happen. I'm going to make huge things happen. And so huge things are bound to happen. So that's my Wisdom Wednesday for you today, is where's your mindset? Are you thinking about Mo and the entire Mentum family when you have thoughts of surviving or growing 5 or 10% or some nonsense like that? You're going to have a tough time getting out of that slow growth, treading water kind of thought, like 8 years Obama couldn't get out of it. Or are you going to think, man, I'm going to double my business. I'm going to 10 times the business. Why not? Then you're in that kind of mindset. You're likely to take that kind of actions. And once you get into that kind of momentum of taking actions and looking for big opportunities and looking for systems and levers that can make big differences, the old saying, little hinges swing big doors. If you're thinking big, this is the time. Start thinking big now. You're going to have a humongous 2018. That'll be a lot of fun, and I'll be here with you having fun all along the way. Speaking of which, I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. So thanks to Katarina and Jim for being here live, and anybody else that I missed along the way, and anybody on the replay. And Chris Bell is here again. Good seeing you, Chris. Chris always pops in all the time. Never see you say hello, but good to see you here. That's it for Wisdom Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday as the sun sets on another spectacularly beautiful Arizona winter day. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.